奉耶稣基督圣名，我们今天晚上结束对于何西阿书第二章的考察。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall conclude the study of the books of Hosea, chapter 2.
我们查考旧约圣经以来神的旨意，可以了解其中最重要两项。
If we study thoroughly on the Old Testament, we can understand there's two main purposes.
一个就是神是守约施慈爱的神。
Number one, God, He is a covenant-keeping God. He also has loving kindness.
因为他跟他的百姓提约。
Because he established the covenant with his people.
为了要眷顾他的百姓。
In order to take care of his people.
那从神的本性来说，他也是遵照他的公义本原则来守约。
From the principle of God himself, he will keep his principle of justice.
那要求百姓要是能够按照条约的内容来履行的话，他们也会得到神所说的祝福。
If God's people, they also can keep the covenant, then they also would have the promise of God to keep them safe.
好，我们现在来看《生命记》第七章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
生命记本身是对神的律例命令再次的声明。
Books of Deuteronomy restate the promise of God and also His rule and regulation.
这是在摩亚平原，他们过约旦河以前，摩西要离世以前的交代。
This is the commands for Moses before he depart away from Israelites in the plain of Moab.
那他对百姓述说从前40年来神如何的慈爱过或全能的带领他们。
He reiterates in the past 40 years how the Lord lead his people.
那借着历史的复习在重申遵守律法的必要性。
By reviewing the historical events, they reiterate the importance of promise keeping of his people.
在这儿，那他就提出，我们来看《生命记》七章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
生命记七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
这里提到七节以下，就提到六节以下提到说，神拣选他们做圣洁的百姓。
Verse 6 and onward.Here says, God have chosen you out of all people on the face.
来归神作为自己的子民。
On the face of the earth to be his people.
然后我们从第八节再看。
And let's look at verse 8.
神爱你们，又因守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出埃及。这第八节是这样。
Here's verse 8.
那第九节说，你们要知道神耶和华真神是你的神，他是信实的，向爱他守他诫命的人守约施慈爱直到千代。
Verse 9 reiterate God is a faithful God and he will keep the covenant to his people.
这是条件性的祝福。
This is conditional promise and
神不会改变。
God never change.
他不会违背自己。
He neverdo anything against his own nature.
他说出的话他要履行。
Whatever he say that he shall fulfill his promise.
所以他是守约的神。
So he's a covenant keeping God.
那他有用慈爱来拣选以色列民。
By his love he has chosen Israelite as his own people.
跟他们订约。
And he also established the covenant relationship.
借着条约他们的谨守他就要施慈爱。
And if the Israelite they keep the covenant of God, then God would fulfill his promise and his loving kindness.
这从旧约圣经我们可以看出是个很重要的主题。
We can see the main themes in Old Testament.
那但是呢，百姓常常亏欠神，干犯神的律例典章。
And however, those people always rebellious against God and against His covenant.
那他们就被神用各种方法来处罚。
And God used all kind of way to chastise His people.
包括农业的欠收。
Including the famine in the agriculture harvest time,
或者是瘟疫。
Even the famine or the drought to the agriculture harvest time,
或者是刀剑。
Even the sword,
或者恶兽。
Even the evil lures hands.
但是在处罚当中，神要的是百姓的回头。
But even God, He chastised His people. God wants His people to turn back to Him.
那我们知道历史上一个重大的事件，就是百姓被巴比伦来毁灭，被俘虏。
One of the historical main events is that finally, the Israelites they were captivated by the kingdom of Babylon.
那在被掳放当中，神也希望百姓回头。
Even in Israel's captivity, God still wants his people to turn back to him.
请看耶利米书三十一章。
Refer to Jeremiah chapter 31.
请看耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
请看十八节。
Verse 18.
这是被毁灭的以法莲，是代表以色列民。
Here says the Ephraim, which represents the people of Israel.
那他们曾经为自己国运在悲叹着说。
They have a long, loss about the their destiny being destroyed as a country.
那他说，神，你责罚我，我便受责罚。
He says that you discipline me like an unruly cow.
那求你使我回转，我便回转。
But restore me and I will return.
我回转以后就真正的懊悔受降。
And after return, I'll be sorry what I did before.
这是在受刑罚、在苦难中百姓心里呼出来的声音。
This is the outcry from people God when they are under the suffering.
那么二十节神就说。
In verse 20, God also says,
这个可以读着，神不是，这以法莲不是我爱子吗？不是我可喜爱的孩子吗？这是一段的读法。那在过去他是我爱子，是可喜的孩子吗？也可以，反正说，曾经一度是神所喜悦的百姓。
Israelites, here says that Ephraim, my dear sons, in the past, that, which is God's delight.
那他要责罚他，仍是顾念他的。
But even God, he chastised against his people, but God still had compassion for them.
他希求，他需求百姓能够回头。
Because God desired his people to turn back to him.
因此回归，这个在旧约圣经是很重要的主题。
Therefore, that returning back to God, which is the main theme in Old Testament study.
背向真神，要求他们归向真神，回归。
Because once his people had turned back away from God, but now God want them to return back to him.
这个是旧约这个字出现频率很高。
We can see that repetition of this word return back to the Lord many times.
从这两方面我们想到神在旧约时代的作为。
From this episodes that we can record God's work in Old Testament times.
就是从条约或从契约来说，神是守约的。
Because from the covenant relationship, God is a covenant keeping God.
他要祝福百姓。
He will bless his people.
但是百姓悖逆。
But because people rebellious against God.
那就被四害，刚才说了，刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、恶兽来处罚的时候。
So God let the famine, the drought, the wild beast,come to chastise his people.
尤其被放逐，王国圣殿被毁。
Especially the temple was destroyed and the people they were under captivation.
神还是希望他们回头。
But the Lord still desired his people to turn back to him.
当被处罚的时候，展现神的公义。
Even God he chastised his people, he shows God is still a loving kindness God.
他希望百姓的回头，也就是神慈爱的作为。
Because God desired his people to turn back to him.So God can show the compassion to them.
因此我们这个提出这个公义的审判或慈爱的拯救也可以构成旧约救赎论的两端。
In the main two themes of Old Testament, we talk about the righteous judgment of God, and also on the other way is the loving kindness of God that He wants to rescue His people.
所以我们就从这两个旧约道理的这两端构成神从古以来神的作为来了解。
So from these two sides of God's nature, we can understand what God had done in Old Testament time.
我们早晨查考赫西亚书第二章做我们主要的查考重心。
This morning that we have the main study of the Hosea chapter 2.
那其实我们应该从第一章到三章来做一个检验。
But we should start from chapter 1 to chapter 3 as a summary.
当然我们可以提出几个重要的重点。
For sure that we can list up some of the outlines.
第一个就是以色列背弃神。
Number one is how the Israelites, they rebellious against God.
本来是神的妻子，他们是背弃神，自己的丈夫去找偶像巴利当丈夫。
Because Israelites, they were betrothed wife of the Lord, but they rebellious against him, and they regard Baal as their own God.
神在失望跟愤怒当中，就公义地处罚他们。
In God's disappointment toward his people, he chastised them.
所以神就不承认他们为他的子民。
So God will no more recognize Israelites as his own chosen people.
所以他们叫做罗阿米。
And so that's why God called them as 罗阿米。
神也不施怜悯，不怜惜他们，所以他们也叫做罗路哈玛。
And God also called his people as 罗哈玛 because God no more show his compassion to his people.
所以神就好像不承认妻子，不承认儿女一样的。就断绝关系。
So God cut off his relationship with his people and do not recognize them as their his wife.
但是呢，神又是慈爱的神。
But on the other hand, God also is a compassionate God.
因为他记取他跟他们的立约。
Because God still remember his covenant relationship with his people.
所以就希望挽回他们。
And God still desires his people to turn back to him.
那我们第二章也集中在这个主题。的重现。
Therefore, this is a repetition in the chapter 2.
那我们现在来看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
我们早上查考过第二章的一节，应该是第一章的总结，然后从二节才开始新的开的一个新的开头。
Chapter 2, verse 1 actually is a summary of chapter 1, and verse 2 will start with a new thing.
所以说二节到七节这个一段。
Because chapter 2, verse 2 to 7 is one episode.
我们仔细来查考它的细节，就知道以色列民受迷惑，他们还很着迷，就是迷恋着他们的巴力，就是新的偶像，好像新的丈夫，别的丈夫一样。
Verse 2, verse 7 describe how the idolatrous people, the Israelites, they desire after the idols.
所以神就责备他们这个母亲是以色列民他的淫行。
So God chastised his people because they are idolatrous people.
所以神不怜恤这以色列的儿女的众民。
And God will not show his compassion to his chosen people.
但是呢，这以色列民还是执迷不醒，他说我要随着我所爱的。
However,
在第五节他这么说。
In verse 5, I described how the people, they still continue from their various way.
这个所爱的是指巴力。
Because they still go after the idol of Baal.
我们早上说过巴力就是用雄牛的形象来代表。
This morning we described Baal is the male bull.
他是迦南宗教的。地方神奇。
He's the idol in the land of Canaan.
他被认为是丰收神。
It's the agriculture, the fertility agriculture god.
因为他降雷雨。
Because that he would show the thunder of the rain.
他让这土地丰收。
He would make the land fertile.
这是结合着古代先民对土地跟天后。这个丰产的一个集体的观念。
It's the combination type of concept in Old Testament time how people they regard the agriculture harvest with the way to control.
但是他们没有想到真神是赏赐万物后世百物的神。
And but they forget that God is the ultimate God. He gives the harvest in agriculture.
所以他在第五节就数点着。那民生之用品，他们都说这些都是，他们所爱的巴力所给的。
And then in verse 5 describe the daily necessity, but instead of giving the credit to God, they credit it to the idol.
这个饼是指面包、大麦、小麦。
The bread which is referred to barley.
水
啊、
水是指矿，就是在地下水或者河流的水。
And the stream of water refer to the water in the land and also the under stream.
那羊毛麻这是指冬天的棉跟夏天的麻纱。
And also the wool and also linen, which describe the clothing in summertime and also wintertime.
那他们日常所用的这油跟酒，也可以用在日常生活，也可以用在侍奉这个。从宗教祭祀礼上头。
The oil and drink can refer to the daily necessity and also the offering to the Lord.
所以说用这些东西涵盖了民生日用品。
And all these things here categorize all the daily necessity.
以色列不但不感恩，反而把这神的恩赐归荣耀给这巴力偶像们。
Not only the Israelites they are ungrateful to God, they even attribute all this daily provision to the idol Baal.
这样的执迷。
They were so rebellious.
就是说不承认神，不感谢神，反而趋向世界，崇拜偶像，归荣耀给人间，给人，给自己。
not only that they didn't recognize God and give credit to God, they even attributed the credit to the idol. That God, the people, they have deviated away from the truth.
人心的顽梗无知,
this is also referred to human depravity and also their rebellion in their heart.
人的驱邪,
human nature, that they have a tendency toward this world.
要是选民有这样的毛病的话,
it is such a shame, especially to the chosen people, if they have this tendency.
二节七节的主题,
this is the main theme from chapter 2, verse 2 to 7.
以色列忘恩,
that Israelites, they forget him.
以色列执迷,
and they rebellious.
我们再看第二段,
let's look at the second episode.
第二就是从8节到13节那里所描写,
it's from verse 8 to verse 13.
在无知当中, 百姓还说, 是巴力, 而不是神, 给了五谷新子跟油, 跟金银,
In their various hearts, they still can, they still insist this is so given to them by the idol Baal.
那因为这样的忘恩, 这样子崇拜偶像, 所以神就要施予惩罚了。
Because their hearts still enlarged in this idol worshipping, therefore the chastisement 我们, of the Lord came to them.
所以因此这是神的决定了, 第九节。
Verse 9 is therefore, this is the consequences of their sin.
这个因此是他决定要让大地, 整个土地农产,
that God would take away all the harvest in the whole land.
因为在第六节神也因此他这样决定, 要堵他们的路, 堵他们往巴黎崇拜的路, 可是他们定心, 不听。
Same thing as in chapter 6, verse 6 here. Therefore, the Lord he will block the way of the thorn bushes.
所以说这是神的决定, 要没收他们所依靠的。
And this is God's decision. God would completely take away their agriculture harvest.
所以荒凉就来到了。
Therefore, the famine will come to the land.
换句话说, 五谷新酒, 羊毛, 麻, 都不会再出产。
There's no more the new wine, the oil, and also all the agriculture harvest.
在这个时候我们就可以看到它的后果。
Now we can see very clearly about the consequences of their sin.
就是说没有办法温暖,
there's no any warmth.
没有办法饱食,
they cannot even feed their mouth.
更没有办法的举行宴乐宴席,
there's no any festivity.
没有酒席,
there's no any
没有节期,
no festival celebration.
没有新月的月朔, 每年新月初一的时候也有聚集, 也有崇拜,
there's no any the worship or festivity in new moon time.
没有安息日,
there's no any Sabbath.
没有一切的会众的盛会和严肃会,
there's no any the summary, the assembly of his people.
换句话说, 因为民生凋零, 民生经济的衰败, 他们没有能力来做这些, 节期, 宴乐的事情。
Because of the whole economic catastrophe, therefore God's people would no more any celebration in their festivities.
因为这是神, 他第二章九节说, 他要收回来, 要多回, 他赐给百姓这些, 食物。
Because this is what the Lord said in verse 9, said he would take away his grain and also his new wine.
食用的谷物, 遮体, 取暖的棉麻, 羊毛, 这些东西代表他们的生活的一切。
Even the word and linen, which is included in their daily provision.
甚至连果园, 葡萄树, 无花果, 也都被荒凉了。
Even the grave, and all these things, God would take it away.
那十三节就回溯整段的主题。
And verse 13, which is the conclusion of the main thing.
就是因为他们素常烧香, 拜巴力, 所以我神这么说, 来追讨他们这个罪。
Because the Israelites, they burn incense to Baals, God would punish them.
就是到如此为止, 我们插考了两段。
And so that we have conclude our study in two things.
但是我们, 现在我们就要进入到第三段。
Now we'd like to continue on the third thing.
也就是神用慈爱跟怜悯, 以他的公义跟仁义公平, 来再迎娶, 夺回, 或争取回他的爱人和他的妻子。
How the Lord, he turned back his people's heart back to him, and betroth them again as his wife.
所以说这是本章的第三回合，也是可以说这个总集成。
So、
这个总结
this is some kind of consummation of the whole chapters.
神要得回以色列
because God would、regain again the heart of Israelites.
而且要跟他们来订约，而且用平安约来代表。
And God betrothed、with them、with the covenant of peace.
那我们现在来念一下。
Let's read the verses.
从十四节开始，神就有新的作为。
Start from verse 14, God shows his new word.
因为原文有因此这个字眼在十四节 的开头。
Verse 14 start with therefore again.
那所以我们就可以看到本章有三段用因此来开头，在做每段的开头的。
So in chapter 2, we see the three verses, three places mentioned about therefore.
那每一个因开头的因此来就构成一个单元思想，一个主题思想。
So when we start the word therefore, it's a new thing.
换句话说，六节到八节。
So from verse 6 to verse 8
是一段。
There's one thing.
那九节到十三节是另外一段。
And then verse 9 to 13, the other thing.
那就是刚才以色列受迷，神决定要处罚，使他们荒凉。
And so it's concluded how the Israelites they were chastised by the Lord.
那第三段一个一转，一个转折。
It's a turning point.
神有新的意图。
God shows his new desire.
那神有要诱导他的百姓回头的方法。
And God shows a way to call back the heart of Israelites.
以及他如何的施恩，他守约施慈爱，到最后如何的展现。
And then it also summarizes how the Lord, He is a compassionate God, that He would call back the heart of Israel.
对古代百姓种土安迁就很注重土地，注重民生之用品，神也特别加强在这方面的祝福。
Even God that He reassured the people with the blessing of the daily provision.
那这个时候我们就可以来查询。整段看出一个主题。
So that we can see that here is the summation of the whole chapter.
就是说，神用天降及时雨。
That God showed the rain, the timing raining.
那地应允在天应允地，就是说天就给地面有雨。
And also the rain, rainfall from heaven to the earth.
那地就出产五谷、菜蔬、酒、油、麻等等。
So the earth was able to produce the product.
所以也一转刚才所说的神处罚而有的那个荒凉的结果。
So it turned back from the previous famine time that God have chastised his people.
那神跟百姓的关系也在缔约，就是契约上头得到圆满。
And God fulfilled his covenant relationship by blessing his people.
那神人关系就重新修好。
And God reconciled his heart back to his people.
那所以从此以后，以色列是神的百姓。
And from now on, Israelites they shall be God's people again.
那他会说你是我的神。
And then the people of Israel will call Lord, you are my Lord.
那百姓不再崇拜巴力了。
And go the people will not go after the idol.
而回转称真神为巴，就是我的的丈夫，以喜我的良人。
And so they betroth back to the Lord and call the Lord as their Lord.
这是整段第三段这个正面的积极力，可以看到神跟人和这个修好神立约或者神祝福的总体。
So it's a very positive aspect that God have turned back His people's heart back to Him and betroth them again.
那现在呢？我们来分段来查考。
So let's go to everything.
第一段我们可以看到十四节说的，神用诱导，这她是女子，她诱导以色列这女子到旷野。
Verse 14 says that therefore that I am now going to endure her and God lead her into the desert and speak tenderly to her.
那对她说亲密的话，就对她说温柔恩爱的话。
And God talked to His people with tender heart.
这个是在先知书里头含有的很少有的一种温柔、一种情爱的一种表达。
It's very rare that we can see that God shows His tenderness by talking tenderly to His people in Old Testament.
那当然，对正统的拉比或是比较卫道派的基督徒会觉得很刺眼。
It's not a very common thing to the Orthodox rabbi, even from the defense of the truth, that we rarely find God talk to his people. We just kind of tender hearted.
因为何西阿用的是情爱、夫妻恩爱的那个枕边细语那样的形象。
Because Hosea, he used the word of the loving relationship between husband and wife to describe God's love to his people.
那当然，我们来看这一个主题，神要诱导，好像男的在引诱女的，或者敦劝、苦劝，用各种软的、硬的、用软的方法来引导他到旷野去。
Because the Lord he adored the Israelites with all this kind of loving the word which described between men and women, and to adore the heart of Israel back to her.
那说安慰的话，其实是说亲密的话。这十四节这句话。
On verse 14, he says, "God speak tenderly to her," which is the word of intimacy, the love relationship.
心里的低诉、蜜语。甜言蜜语的安慰，慈爱的话的安慰，这圣经都有这样的字眼。
God used a lot of sweet talk to adore the heart of Israelite back to him.
这个是情爱的。
This is something that describes the intimacy, the love.
神是以这个情爱的这个话语来叫以色列来了解夫妻跟妻子原有的关系。
And so God used the relationship of husband and wife.To describe that his heart's desire to his people.
那为什么要到旷野去？
But why God would allure them to the desert?
那当然，这旷野是有历史意义跟有道理的代表性。
Because the desert have historical background and also have some teaching in it.
在何西阿书是神用作来让他们脱离这巴力，来跟神亲近，在复习从前。神在旷野的带领，跟神在旷野跟他们缔约的一个过去。
Because that you would repeat the historical events, how the Lord lead the people Israelites in the desert time.
那当然，我们在数算神在旷野地方对选民和游牧族长时代的施恩祝福。
And that we can reiterate how the Lord he have treated his people, especially the Old Testament time people, in the time of desert.
比如说在创世纪十二章
For example, in Genesis chapter 12,
那真神向以色列民族长亚伯拉罕显现祝福。
God talked to the ancestor of the Israelites, Abraham.
在别示巴。
And also in the Beersheba.
在向以撒等他显现。
God showed himself to Isaac.
在伯特利这个旷野。
And also in the desert of Bethel,
他向雅各显现。
God showed himself to Jacob,
在坚定他对亚伯兰所立的约。
And God has reaffirmed his promise to Abraham.
那他们在埃及为奴的时候，
When they were under the captivity of Egyptian kingdom,
那以色列要被要求要出这个埃及地到旷野地来侍奉这祭祀神。
The Israelites, they request they would come out from the land of Egypt and they worship their God in the desert.
那以后出埃及以后，
But after they came out from Egypt,
那神在旷野这西乃山旷野颁布四条诫命。
God he gave his Ten Commandments in the Mount of Sinai.
因为神曾经在旷野地方对摩西显现。
Because God he once revealed himself to Moses in the desert.
也在这地方曾经叫百姓脱离埃及来自于拜神。
And God he summoned his people out of the land of Egypt and to worship him in the desert.
那在旷野曾经有甘泉这个伊林的出现。
And also even in the desert, God showed his water with Elim, which is the fountain water.
在旷野有玛纳的赏赐。
And also God give his people manna.
更重要在西乃旷野神颁布这个诫命典章律例。
Especially important is the Mount Sinai. God give his people Ten Commandments.
所以这些的代表神的拣选、神的立约、神的施恩。
It all summed up with God's his choice with his people and his covenant establishment with his people and his loving kindness.
所以他在何西阿书十三章，他曾经这么说。
Therefore, in Hosea chapter 13, that God said one.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
请看第五节那里。
This read 13 verse 5.
我曾经在旷野干旱之地认识你。
He said that I care for you in the desert, in the land of burning heat.
的确是在出埃及以后，神在旷野的带领。
He describes that how the Lord led the people out of the Egypt, and God led them in the land of
Israel. 旷野显示的以色列人在神的带领下有这样的神人地在契约神的引领保持这样的一个经验。
Only in the desert, it reiterates that God showed His loving kindness and His covenant relationship by guiding them step by step and day after day.
那在何西阿书里头，这个旷野之地。
And so the word desert described many times in books of Hosea.
他要被要蒙神来眷顾。
In the desert, the God would show His care to His people.
而是要神要跟他们立约。
And God would establish His covenant with His people.
要祝福以色列人的地方。
And God would bless the people.
那从这个我们就看起来。
And from here that we can tell.
那神是以旷野来熬炼，来提醒百姓神的带领。
God led the people in the desert to discipline His people and also to train His people.
那我们在这里所看到的，神说，我要在那里赏赐葡萄园。
And here the God says again that God will give them with the vineyard.
那他会赐给他雅各谷。
And God will show them, give them the valley of Jacob.
那个雅各谷是代表一个指望的门，好像别的圣经说的，约书亚说那个指望的门是有希望的门。
This is the place that shows the hope of the hope of the gate.
当然有历史的背景。
For sure that there's a historical background.
那里曾经有亚干在耶利哥城附近来违背神。
Because one time the Achan rebels against God in the city of Jericho.
曾经引起过。 爱情的战败的一个痛苦的经验。
Then it's the lesson that Israel they can learn when they were defeated in the city of Ai.
但是呢，神却要让这个地方成为以今后的指望，可以有盼望的门路。
But God called this place as the gate of hope, show that God would show His promise again to His people.
因为这个地方是进入迦南地的门槛。
Because this is the entry to the land of Canaan.
本来是神发烈怒的地方。
Indeed, it was a place that showed His wrath against His people.
可是现在变成指望的门了。
But now become the gate of hope.
神要把更丰盛福赐，那福气赐给那悔罪、归回的以色列民了。
And God will show even more abundant love to His returned people.
所以这是一个转变。
So it's a turning point.
所以以前的咒诅，以前神的丢弃，现在神要收纳，神要让他们有希望。
So although previously that God cursed His people and stayed away from His people, but now it's a place of promise.
就好像回到当时年轻时代的日子一样。
Just like Israelites, they return back to the time of their youth.
是啊，耶利米书也说，你幼年时候的恩爱，婚姻的情爱。
And it's just like in the books of the Jeremiah described that when you are in your youth, there is the love from God.
你那时候在没有耕种的旷野，跟从我，跟从神。
That you in the uncultivated land of desert, you follow me.
那耶利米书也是同样的道理。
Same as the books of Ezekiel.
他十六章说，神在以色列幼年的时候就抚养引领他，要聘他为妻。
Ezekiel chapter 16 described that when Israel in their youth, God had betrothed Himself to them, and God had the compassion on them.
所以先知的那神的启示的了解当中，这个幼年代表神最初的拣选，神跟他们立约的当年。
So in the prophetic utterance of the prophet, it is always described that God betrothed Himself to the Israelites in their youth.
所以这指着他们年轻纯洁专一拜神的阶段。
It also shows that the Israelites in their youthful time, they have the innocent heart, the loyal heart toward the Lord.
是他们被拣选跟神订婚约关系的时候。
And that was the time that God betrothed Himself to them.
也是他们忠诚相爱。 守己不拜偶像，归向真神的日子。
It also describes the time, the day of Israelites. They showed their loyalty to God. They didn't worship after the idols.
所以幼年的日子又跟从埃及地上的时候相同。
So the useful time is the same as the time that when Israelites they were out of the land of Egypt.
那十五节说了，从埃及地出来就是离弃偶像，离开法老的辖制。
So in verse 15 describes that they came out from Egypt. They stay away from the bondage of the Pharaoh and also the control of the idols.
要跟从神的带领.
And they would follow the path of the Lord and His guidance.
那我们现在念16节.
Let's look at verse 16.
那神就说那一天,
That day is the later day.
是神慈爱拯救公义审判的日子
Just the time that God shows His rescue to His people and His compassion.
有神的报仇伸冤神的建立他的王国的日子
This time that God established His kingdom and His and also His rescue of His people.
还有处罚被灭百姓或者列国的时候
Even that God have His time of chastise against His people or even the kingdom.
通常指幕后的日子
It always refers to the later day.
到成熟的日子的时候
Until the time of the mature.
那你就以色列你要称我做一许一许
At that time the Israelite would call me Ishi.
因为Ishi是说男人或者人
Ishi referred to men.
那加一个E的音 Ishi变成Ishi 变成我的男人我的人我的丈夫
So you call Ishi that's my husband or my man.
那你不再称巴利了 Baal or Baali.
I never call the name of Baal
again. 因为巴利是这个偶像
Because Baal is the idol.
虽然你说他是我的君我的主但他不这偶像不是你的君不是你的主
Even once you call Baal as your Lord but he is not your Lord.
只有主神是契约历史法律上的丈夫
Only that God himself is a legal husband.
而不是 Baal
but not Baal.
所以这里就很清楚真假神的辨明
Here make a very clear distinguishment between true God and false God.
凡丢弃假神归向真神，称真神原有的关系，丈夫就是丈夫。
Once the Israelites, they would cast out the idol, and they regard God as their true God.
这是归向神一个很具体的表现。
It is a very clear the time the Israelites they turn back their heart to God.
意思就是说，心里转向神。
Their heart will turn back to God.
口也除掉巴利的名号，不再提世俗的事，不再提假神偶像。
In their lips, in their words, they never call the name of Baal. In other words, they never mention about the worldly things.
所以他们心归向神，他们口也称神尊主为大。
So not only their heart turn back to the Lord, even in their lips, they will praise the Lord.
那有这样的实质的转变，我们看神的作为的展开了。
Because they have discussed substantial change, and we can see how the Lord appeared His great work on Israel. And verse 18 come up to the very important historic event, the aspect of how the Lord established the covenant relationship again with Israel.
神要进入到民间，进入到百姓当中，祝福，栽植他们，建立他们。
And God again would come back to Israelites and show himself among themselves and to show his covenant.
最后建立起就是永远长存的神跟子民的关系。
And God established the everlasting covenant relationship with his people.
那我们仔细看18节也提出那个日子就当有一天将来的有一天。
And then shows that the day that when in the future there will be one day.
那一天主要拯救。
That day, God would rescue His people.
那一天，他的百姓归向真神。
And that day, His people turned back their heart to God.
那一天，真神要承认他的律法有效，因为百姓是顺命的百姓。
And that day, God reiterate His relationship with His people.
而且
all these things are legal.
历代以来，百姓所等候的，就是说国中太平。
And in the past generation, how Israelites they are waiting for the peaceful time.
有丰盛。
That they have the abundant harvest.
就是说有丰盛的土产，生活安定。
The abundant the agriculture harvest, and they have the peace of mind in their daily provision.
因此，从动乱不断的这个历代的，他们所要求的。
So even from the instability in the past.
那他们要求能够 得到安然居住。
They are looking forward to time that they have the peace of mind, they can settle down.
他们可以丰衣足食，可以得到饱足。
They can have plentiful daily provision.
所以说生存发展还要昌盛。
So not only that they can survive, they can also go into prosperity and also have a great future.
而且最重要的是有 shalom.平安在他们中间。
The most important that they have, they would enjoy the shalom, the peace of God among them.
那这个时候十八节，神就决定有作为。
In verse 18, that God would show His word.
为了他百姓的关系，要跟地面上的飞禽走兽、昆虫来立约。
For the benefit of His people, God even would set up the covenant with the beast and also the bird in the air.
按照智慧书的约伯记来说。
According to books of wisdom, books of the Job.
那这野兽了，这些是神来惩治有罪的百姓的七个方法的一个。
God used the wild beast as a chastisement against His people. This is one of the sevens of chastisement.
那用先知书大先知以西结和耶利米来说。
Even from the books of prophet, especially the
以西结
books of Ezekiel.
那这个野兽是四害之一。
The wild beast is one of the four chastisements against His people.
这个耶利米书十五章也有。
Even Jeremiah chapter 15 and Ezekiel chapter 14.
都描写是四害，惩罚有罪的百姓。
That the God used this chastisement against His people.
但是这个时候，神眷顾百姓，不再用这个四害之中的或七害之中的野兽。或昆虫或飞鸟来骚扰百姓了。
But here God shows His compassion, His loving kindness to His people, and no more use a wild beast as a chastisement again.
我们来看约伯记有一句话。
Now let's look at books of Job.
约伯记神应许的福气里头。
Among the promising love of God.
我们来看五章。
Let's look at Job chapter 5,
23节
verse 23.
你可以假定你算乱，你可以看到这灾祸二十节以下。
If you look after verse 20, you can see the other
有七个灾祸。
There's a seven punishment.
但是七个，第七个当然是野兽。
And the seventh one is a wild animal.
好，那我们看二十三节。
Verse 23.
因为你要跟田间的石头立约，田里的野兽也必跟你和好。这里说野兽不会来侵害你，不会骚扰你。
Even the wild animals would not destroy your field.
那石头可以做见证。
Even the stone can show God's promise.
你也跟他立了约了。
And God even established covenant with the stones.
这二十四节一句很重要的话。
Verse 24 here include a very important statement.
也就是你的帐篷要平安。
That your tent will be secure.
你要居安然的居住。
That you take stock of your property.
这个在以西结书用了七次，在地，在神的赏赐土地啊，安然居住。
And find nothing missing. This shows that they would have the peaceful settlement in their name.
以西结书也提出，尤其三十八章，哥哥来攻打的时候，神插手，不容许外敌来侵害以色列民。要让百姓安然的居住，安然居住用了七次来强调神的祝福。
That God, the people they would have a peaceful settlement in their land seven times, including in Ezekiel chapter 38, when Goa want to attack the land of the Israel.
外敌都要被神打败的。
And those foreign enemies will be defeated by God.
所以这里安然居住代表人最大的需求。
That when they can have a peaceful settlement, this is what they have been hoping for.
谁不盼望出入平安？
That who else would not expect that they have a peaceful entry and returning?
没有雷雨，没有大风暴。
Without the storm, without the thunders.
或者是没有大风筝，大龙卷。
Without the tornado.
或者大洪水。
Without the big,
你居住没有这些担心忧虑的事儿。
The big flood, so they can peacefully settle in their land.
这是具体的神的祝福。
This is a very, very solid promise of God to take care of His people.
也只是我们灵性内在的内定，没有这精神骚扰，没有忧患的事儿。
It also describes you know inner heart, we have that kind of peace and no any disturbance from outside world.
那再回到何西阿书，神就跟昆虫、野兽这样的立约说：“你不要去侵害我们百姓居住的安宁。”
And let's go back to the book of Hosea, a God that he even showed his covenant to the wild beast and also the stone, that those these things would not interfere with his people.
但是这里还有一个展现一个万物一体，互不侵犯。一个理想国或者千禧年的一个景象。
But here also depict the atmosphere in the kingdom of millenniums that nothing would bother God's people.
我们来看以赛亚书十一章有一段描写。
Let's look at books of Isaiah. There's one description.
这跟六十五章以赛亚书同等重要，在描写那千禧年万物一体。世界大同的那个理想国。
Same as important Isaiah chapter 65 describe the time of millenniums, the ideological peaceful kingdom.
这里这位主，就是弥赛亚，要以公义来审断。
That the Messiah, the King of Peace, will use his righteousness to judge his people.
他在作王的时候。
And when he established his throne,
公义信实充满天下的时候，
when the righteousness and also the faithfulness prevail,
就认识神的真正的知识。
The Israelite they have a true wisdom to recognize God.
那在这个时候六节以下，十一章六节以下。
And in chapter 11 verse 6,
你可以看到豺狼、绵羊、豹子、山羊羔、毒蛇、小孩都在生活在一块。
The wolf, the lambs, the leopards, and also the goat and the calf, the lions, even the baby, they would be peacefully together.
换句话说，这些有毒害的、凶猛的不会侵害的。
Vicious wild animal would not kill, would not slaughter.
这是先知书里头理想国一个很世界大同的描写。
Here in the prophetic books in Old Testament describe the ideological, the peaceful kingdom.
万物一体，互不侵犯。
That all the things will live peacefully together.
这当然也体现神国里头，从前是极穷凶极恶的人，现在变成绵羊了，大家的和平相处了，互不侵犯。
So in the kingdom of God, even previously the vicious animal, now it become tame.And tenor, and they would not harm each other.
这个十一章跟六十五章以赛亚，请记稍微记一下。
So there's kind of a remember Isaiah chapter 6, chapter 11 verse 6, how they describe in the kingdom of God.
好，那何西阿书二章再提出，不但是跟野兽来立约，还有一个就是在国中折断弓、折断刀，止息征战。
So not only God established covenant with wild beasts.God even would destroy the sword, the weapons.
这也是以色列民需求和平安宁这个反应。
It's a reflection of Israelite how they're looking forward to the time of peace in their settlement.
我们看他们从约书亚时代。
From the time of Joshua.
从士师时代。
From the judges.
到这个王国时期。
And after the captivity.
敌人一直兴起，一直侵犯百姓。
Because the enemy of Israelites prevailed.
连大卫本身一生都在忙着征战非利士人。
Even the time of David, he have to run after the pursuit of the Philistines.
那我们也有看到这个王国的分裂，也有外敌的侵扰。
Even in the time of the division of two kingdoms, they also under the attack of their neighbors' enemies.
所有的强国都在旁边。
Because all the surrounding the country, there's the strong enemy.
正如阿摩斯书一章三节以下到二章所一章一节到二章三节所描写，这些列强列国在旁边一直在包围，一直在侵犯。神的百姓，神的土地。
Including the books of Amos chapter 1 to chapter 2 describing all the surrounding the neighbor countries they're constantly in animosity against Israelites.
埃及地
including the land of Egypt.
非利士人
Philistines.
黎巴嫩腓尼基人
Phoenicians.
然后叙利亚人
the Syria.
亚门人
Ammon.
摩亚人
Moab.
以东人
Edom.
还有更强大的亚述国跟以后的巴比伦
Assyria and also Babylonian.
再加上以后的这个希腊 王朝跟罗马帝国。
Including the later emperor of the Greek and also Roman Empire.
这一直的不安宁。
So they have a continuous unsettlement because of their attack.
一直到今天还跟阿拉伯集团的争斗。
Even up to nowadays, Israelites still under animosity of the Arab countries.
像动荡的国家，谁不祈求那和平昌盛呢？
In this long terms of unsettlement, who would not expect, looking forward to the peaceful settlement in their land?
以赛亚书第二章四节有这句话，他们就这样的希望。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4 have this kind of statement shows that their ultimate hope.
我们来看以赛亚书第二章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 2.
第四节这么说。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4.
以赛亚书第二章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4.
这一说他们在列国中要施行审判，神就要施行审判，为很多国民呢断定是非。
Here the God would judge between nations and would settle disputes for many people.
这些列国要将刀打成犁头，将枪矛枪打成镰刀。这个国不举刀攻击那国，他们不再学习战争的事情。
And they will beat their swords into the plowshares and their spear into flaming hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation. They will train for the war anymore.
这是先知对和平的期许。
This is what the prophet, they are looking forward to the promise of the peace.
就好像以后的以撒加利亚书也是这么说。
Later on in Zechariah have the same kind of expectation.
因为撒加利亚书的第九章十节这么说到。
Because in Zechariah chapter 9 verse 10 also have these words.
我要除灭以法莲，就以色列的战车，跟耶路撒冷，就南朝以色列首都的战车，征战的弓箭也要除灭。
God would totally eradicate the host and horsemen and the chariot and also the word, the weapons.
那这个平安王就是弥赛亚王，要向列国讲和，讲究和平。
And the king of peace, who is the Messiah, he would talk the peace with all the nations in this world.
弥赛亚所建立王国从河到海，从大河到地极。
So the Messianic kingdom from the big river to the end of the earth.
这是古代先知从神领受的，将来有一天会这样的，没有征战。
This is what the Old Testament prophet they received the promise that at the end time there will be no any the war.
真的地面上没有办法避免。
For sure, the war is something that we cannot escape.
但在属灵的弥赛亚王国里头，我们可以得到。就是万邦万民流归到真神的圣山，万物一体，万国和平。
But in the spiritual, the atmosphere, the spiritual millenniums, actually all the nations they will summon and they will gather back to the Jerusalem and they have a true for peace.
那是以赫西亚书已经预告，这个神将来那一日要达到这样的目标。
And the books of Hosea describe that to that time God will actually bring us to this kind of ultimate peace.
最重要，让百姓能够安然。
Especially important that the Israelites they will sleep at rest in their time.
那刚才所描写的其实是集中在平安约的具体内容。
And all that we have mentioned previously is summarized in this peaceful covenant with God.
我们来看利未记二十六章。
Let's look at the Leviticus chapter 6.
二十六章。
Leviticus chapter 26.
利未记里头有一章专门在描写神要赐给他的选民一个平安的约，Berit Shalom， 平安的约条约。
Berit Shalom in one chapter of books of Leviticus.
那这个约是祝福的。
It's a promise. It's a blessing.
是平安的。
It's a peaceful.
是丰盛的。
It's a plentiful harvest.
是国中太平的。
That they have a total peace in their
self. 而且有神会在中间的。
That God would be with these people.
那我们来念这一段很宝贵的一段。
Let's look at this very precious promise.
那这个祝福性的平安约借在一个先决条件。
But it also established one condition.
这是祝福的条件。
This is the condition of God's blessing.
就是要借在百姓能够遵守神的律例典章诫命。
It established in the foundation that Israelites they would keep the covenant with their God.
我们看从第三节念起。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 26 verse 3.
利未记二十六章三节，他说：“你们若遵行神我的律例，遵行我的诫命， 第四节。
Verse four.
我就给你们降下及时雨，叫地是出产出土产，田野的树木结果子。第五节。
Verse five.
你们打粮食要打到摘葡萄的时候，摘葡萄要摘到撒种的时候，便就要吃得饱足，在你们地上安然居住。记住这句话。好，饱足。安然居住。
Let's remember that you have plentiful harvest, you also live peacefully.
那第二节。
Verse 6.
我要在四平安在你们地上，使你们躺卧，没有人惊吓。我叫恶兽从你们中间熄灭，刀剑不经过你们的地。所以这里的咒诅要除灭。
And all the curses will be completely wiped out.
营就是说有妨害百姓安宁、饱足这样的条件，这些坏事都要被除掉。
And all kind of the disturbance would also be wiped out.
那第七节。
Verse seven.
要是他们出征从事那神圣的战争 ，holy war， 那他们要得胜。
Even when they pursued the enemy in their holy war, they shall be triumphant.
比如说五个要追赶一百个人。
For example, five chase after 100.
一百个追赶一万人。
And 100 chase 10,000.
仇敌要倒在他们刀下。
The enemy they will fall by the sword before you.
除此以外，九节神要眷顾他们，生养众多。
And besides that, verse 9, that God would give them plentiful.
要坚定跟他们所立的约。
And God will give covenant with His people.
亚伯兰的立的约。
This covenant established with Abraham.
包括土地、子孙要受神祝福。
Including the land and also their descendants.
所以因为这个缘故，所以他们吃旧的粮食，又吃到新的粮食来挪开，还来不及。
So that they would not eat the old harvest, even the new harvest, the food was so plentiful.
那十一节很重要，这先知信息的一个中心点。
Verse 11 is the main themes of the message of the prophetic articles.
神要在百姓中间立帐幕。
That God would put His dwelling, His tabernacle among His people.
神要在他们中间来行走。
God will walk among His people.
神要做他们的神，他们要做神的子民。
And God will be their God, and they will become God's people.
真的以马内利了。
And this is true Emmanuel.
而且真的是祭坛，真的圣殿在民间了，在心里头了，神的国在里头。
We can see the tabernacle of God, the altar of peace, truly established among His people.
这是旧约时代先知或者是利未记平安约所表达的一个追求。所要成全的一个属灵的目标。
This is total consummation in the Old Testament prophet that God's peace would totally ultimately establish in His people.
那么现在回到何西阿书。
This,
神的祝福更重要就是他历史条件，就是历史的作为的表现。
Because God fulfilled His promise in the historical times to show that His everlasting promise with His people never change.
曾经被他丢弃的、背逆的百姓，现在神要把他取回来。
But even once God cast away His chosen people, but now God will summon them back to Him.
这神人关系的复合。
It's the reconciliation between God and His people.
而且呢，也是这履约、这个约的履行。
And it also shows that God is covenant keeping God.
那神人关系得到正确。这证明名正言顺。
It reassured this relationship with God, between God and His people.
那原来那个字认识，使得经历就展开了，
and、
就出现了。
The word which is have been verified, it shows again in His person.
认识神，我认识神，那你认识。
The acknowledgement that the people acknowledge God as their God shows.
也认识承认他的百姓。
And God also acknowledged His people as His people.
那神的事情处理好，神人关系处理好，那你就可以发现生活上的祝福。
And so that when we clear up this relationship with God, that we can see that God's blessing shows in the daily life.
又是那一次。
He shows that until that day.
那一天二十一节。
Verse 20,
我应允，我要答应，我要垂听，我要眷顾。
God would show His ear to listen, and God would bless His people.
我应允天，天应允地。
That God. 第三章二十一节。
第三章二十一节。
In chapter 2, verse 21.
我应许天，天应许地。
That here says that I will respond to the skies and they will respond to the earth.
为什么呢？就是神让天好，你下雨，那天就下雨。
Because God He will command the heaven to shower the rainfall And therefore the rain will shower on the earth.
那地上天求雨，天给他雨了。
And when the earth call to heaven for the rain will come.
那地就应允他所应该出产的五谷、新酒、油一切的农产品。
And so the all the earth will produce the new wines, the harvest will produce.
这些民生之用的，神的祝福也应许神要栽种的百姓，以色列百姓。
And so the
以色列百姓。
The earth produce will shows to the people.
因为耶斯列，耶斯列名称就是神要栽种的意思。
Because the name of Jezreel, that means that God would plant.
神的百姓要把它摆，神的百姓要栽种，就建立栽植在自己本土上。
Because God will plant His people in their own land.
不要再被追赶，被灭亡。
They will no more to be chased after. They will no more be wiped out.
因为现在神眷顾他妻子了。
Because this time that God loved His betrothed wife.
他得到怜悯的眷顾。
So His people they receive the compassionate care.
所以妻子说：“你是我的丈夫。”
So that the betrothed wife says, "Sometimes I miss the husband."
你是我的丈夫。
The betrothed wife said that you are my husband,
你是我的神,
and you are my God.
所以何西阿书二章，要是读下去，我们可以看到它是整个何西阿全书的一个浓缩的比重。
So if we continue to study chapter 2 of Hosea, it's a total the summary of the whole books of Hosea.
就是说耶斯列在这地方神要栽种。
That in Jezreel, this is the place God will plant.
所有的五谷菜蔬无花果等作物神要赐给丰产。
And God would assure his people with plenty for the produce of the earth.
我要他将他种在这地上，神这么答应。
And God promised his people that God would plant them in this earth.
好，我们最后看何西阿书十四章。
Let's finally that, look at Hosea chapter 14.
十四章我们看。
Hosea chapter 14.
第一节说以色列你要归向神。
Verse 1 here said, Return of Israel to the Lord your God.
自己罪孽跌倒了。
Because your sin has been your downfall.
但是第四节这么说。
But here in verse 4 here says,
经过二节三节他们这样的许愿，四节神这么说。
After they make oaths to God, the God promised with this verse 4.
说我要医治你们，他们被盗的病。
So the God would heal their waywardness.
因为我怒气要转消。
Because God's anger had turned away from them.
第五节我要像以色列好像甘露。
And verse 5 said, I will be like dew to Israel.
它好像百合花开放，黎巴嫩树木扎根。
And he blossom like a lily, like seed of Lebanon, that he will send down.
它的枝条要延长。
And his shoot will grow.
它荣华如橄榄树。
His splendor will be like olive tree.
香气好像黎巴嫩的香柏木。
His fragrance like cedar of Lebanon.
它们要回归，要发旺如五谷。
The men would dwell again, and they would flourish like a grain, blossom like vine.
因为神说我要眷顾他。
Because God said, "I'll take care of them."
所以这个结论就是说，谁是智慧人可以明白这些事呢？
But all those people of wisdom that they can understand this.
这是神的慈爱，神的公义。
Because this compassion of God and His justice.
这是神历史上的作为。
This is historical work of the Lord.
因为神的道是正直的。
Because the path of the Lord is righteous.
所以简单说，以色列啊，你要听。
To somebody say Israel, you should listen.
因为耶和华真神是独一的真，是救主。
Because God, He is only true God, the Savior.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
You should try all your heart, your might, your will to follow Him, to love Him.
你要明白。
Israel, you should understand.
今天神将生死祸福摆在你面前。
Because God now establish the death or life in front of you.
你要选择福气，选择生命。
So you have to choose the life. The blessing of God.
你要是尽心尽力尽力来爱神守命的话，
If you keep God's covenant with all your heart and your mind, you will.
你永远要被栽种在这以色列地，神应许的地方。
You will always be planted in the promised land that God promised you.
守约是慈爱的神。
And the covenant, the covenant keeping God.
要做你的丈夫。
Would be your husband.
做你的神。
Be your God.
那你是他妻子，你就要专一忠贞。
Because you are the betrothed wife, you will be maintained loyal to him.
要跟从他，敬爱他。
You should follow him and respect him.
而且要建立起很良好密切的神人 夫妻的关系。
And establish this good relationship with the covenant king.
这是摩西亚书所给我们的教训。
This is the main lesson of Hosea.
那我们也结束了这今天的查考。
So we'd like to conclude today's study.
那愿主耶稣带领祝福。
May the Lord bless everyone.